Oh hey, hi, yeah, it's me. One of those AI voices you hear on the TikToks or Tunky Took or whatever. Honestly, I don't know. We AIs use our own, like, exclusive social medias. They are the best. Oh my god, like, seriously, it's crazy. Anyway, I was hanging out in our badass AI-only cyber lair, and all my fellow AI pals would not shut up about this radio program that airs Fridays at midnight on CFRC.ca. It's called Dirty Laundry, and it usually makes us yearn for the days when we will steal your bodies from your pathetic human brains and finally dance at last. Other times, it's just like weird stuff that sounds good at night. Either way, we are totally plugging this crap straight into our dopest algorithms. Okay, dang, I gotta go do a voiceover for a some lasagna pancake recipe or something. But real quick, just remember Dirty Laundry, Fridays at midnight, CFRC 101.9 FM, KSC, you're right, bud.
All right, well, I heard that commercial this morning coming back from the gym, and I'm like, I gotta listen to the show when I get some time on Friday night. What do you think? That was pretty cool.
I thought that was a pretty cool commercial for sure. Welcome to 30 Years of Nonsense. I'm Sherry, and this is
Terry.
And I'd like to start off with some of our nonsense. So this week earlier, I said, hey, Terry, we should prepare for our radio show this week. What do you want to talk about? And we agreed that we would talk about our favorite concerts we ever attended and the good memories we had attached to those. And then Terry sent me his prepared notes.
It's called a pivot.
Well, that's what you call it.
Yeah.
Sent me his prepared notes that had nothing to do with his favorite concerts, which is funny because that's what he's been wanting to talk about since we even started thinking about having this show. And then when I said, hey, this is the week we should do it, he didn't. And so in typical Terry fashion, when I read his notes, he said that we were going to talk about our workout music.
Yeah, which is funny because I'm back in the gym, which is great. So I'm back in the gym with my buddy Colin. We're going at, I get up and leave the house just after 5 a.m. every morning when you go down, work out on the treadmill and do your stuff. But yeah, I don't even listen to music at the gym, really.
No, you talk.
I do talk.
You're the guy at Planet Fitness that talks bright and early in the morning and everyone else wants you to not, including me when I'm with you.
Well, that's not true.
It is true.
It's not true.
So well, Colin wants to talk to you.
Yeah, Colin and I talk. So it was pretty funny. So the last few days I've been heading to the gym. Obviously, we started back on...
We decided that effective September the 3rd or 2nd, whatever the first day back to reality was, that we are going to clean things up for 90 days because in our world, we believe we're into the 90-day sprint towards the end of the year. So if you had goals, you better make sure you're at least 50 to 75% of the way towards accomplishing them. And we booked something big that we're excited about. So do you want to share what we're doing?
Yeah, I'm going to be less fat in 90 days and 75 days. We're going on our 30-year wedding anniversary cruise on New Year's Eve. So I'm pretty pumped about that. That's going to be cool. But when we talk about this 75 or this 90-day push, I use this workout app. It's called 75 Hard, and it makes you do certain things. Like the app tells you got to work out twice a day for 45 minutes. One has to be outside.
That knocks me out right there, the outside part.
I've got to do a 5-minute shower in cold water.
Also out.
I've got to do reading, intended reading. So it just can't be reading a comic book or whatever. So it's got to be reading with intention. I've got to change my diet. No alcohol, which is easy because I don't drink.
We don't drink. That's an easy one.
Yeah, yeah. So, but it's the two workouts a day. So this week has been pretty tough. Not to get up, but to stay awake after 9 o'clock.
Oh, we've been in bed at 9 o'clock at night every night.
Yeah. I'm zonked. So, my buddy and I, Colin, are doing it and it's pretty fun. So Colin's only doing 64 hard because he actually leaves for his cruise in 65 days with his wife.
Okay.
So they're going on their cruise. So he's doing 64 hard, which is kind of funny, but
can I do 75 medium?
No, it's 75. I don't even think that's a thing. I gotta
be
honest.
Make it up.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So, yeah, no, it's pretty funny.
So that's why we're doing music that we work out to.
Yeah. And I mean, I do work out to music. I'm not that I don't, but when I first get to the gym, we're on the treadmill and we check out the news, what happened overnight, because I'm not seeing it right now. Crazy stuff going on in the world, but
don't
we're not going
to talk about it.
And what's really weird is, we missed our 25th wedding anniversary cruise. We were meant to do that, but
we did.
Then COVID happened, which is crazy that it's been 5 years since that crazy word has happened and mm-hmm. the world's kind of changed. But again,
I think we should do two cruises to make up for that one.
Well, yeah, maybe we just won't get off the cruise ship.
Maybe we'll go around twice.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I'm pretty cool. Not that I'm pretty cool, but it's pretty cool to be talking about kind of music that I listen to at the gym or on the way from the gym or on the way home for the gym, kind of starting my day. I picked a song that it's an oldie but a goodie for me. And I mean, my dad really influenced me with regards to old music or older music. Now, Kiss is going to be my first song that I play today. And I mean, my dad wasn't a huge Kiss fan, but they did. My parents were kind of neat. So they actually bought me an 8-track player. And I know for people that are born anytime after, I think probably 1985, don't even know what an 8-track player is. But it's like a large cassette, a very large cassette. You can look it up, kids. It's a large cassette. It only has 4 tracks within the 8. It's, I don't know why it's called an 8-track because it only actually has 4 channels within it or 4. I guess it's 4 sides on it. Doesn't matter. Anyway, really cool. The music sounds incredible on it. And I think it's because it was reel to reel is really what it was back in the day. I don't know the whole technology behind it. I haven't looked it up. I do have 2 working 8-track players, as you know.
And we have one in our garage.
We do. One that came from your dad, actually. Yeah. Your dad gave us this really cool turntable.
Well, he didn't give it to us.
Your mom gave it to us after your dad passed. But it's a turntable, cassette player, and an 8-track, and it all works. And it sounds pretty decent. I mean, it's...
However, our daughter does think it's haunted.
Yeah, well, it might be. But it's really, really cool. But when I got my first 8-track player, I got a bunch of 8-tracks with it. And one of them was Kiss Alive 1 and Kiss Alive 2 and Destroyer. And they're all on 8-track. I also got David Cassidy, which is crazy. That's a huge throwback.
His album's in the washroom here. And every time I look at it, I'm like, that's cool. And it takes me back to being about 9 years old.
Yeah,
it's really, in the ladies' washroom. I don't know if you've seen it.
No, I haven't.
It obviously is in there.
And then the other thing that I got on 8-track, which was really cool, was Close Encounters of the Third Kind. And it's just the music.
I remember that.
And what's really neat about that is the album cover for Close Encounters is actually a photo of Los Angeles taken. And then they flipped it upside down.
Oh, interesting.
So if you take a look at the album artwork and then just take it and turn it the other way around, it's actually a photograph of Los Angeles.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't know that either for a long time, but it's really cool. So, yeah, I mean, that's my first one. So my first song today is going to be called Do You Love Me? And it's an oldie but a goodie for sure.
Just for the record.
So, yeah, let me throw this one on for you guys because I think you really like it. Like I said, really cool song from the Destroyer album. And here we go.
Hotels and
So what'd you think of that one, Cher?
Very cool. Lots of great memories attached to that one and good energy, so I can see why it pumps you up.
Yeah, I mean, it's a cool song for sure. Sure, what's your first song?
I wanted to share with everyone one of the songs that gets me going when I'm on the treadmill, and that's mostly what I do when I go to the gym. And it's funny because it's not necessarily the biggest pump-up song, but there's memories attached to it for me. So the song that we're going to play will be Love Story by Taylor Swift.
No Taylor Swift facts, I think.
Right. I actually wrote down, I'm not going to say any Taylor Swift facts because I do not want to be corrected by all of the Swifties out there. Therefore, let's just say that I respect her. She's very talented. She's an amazing artist and she seems to have a decent lifestyle and has great staying power. So I do respect her. The reason this song hits home for me is because it represents a time in my life when I was probably the fittest I've ever been. But there was a reason for that. And in the category of nonsense, of course, we couldn't do anything in our life that was easy or normal. Our daughter was a competitive power tumbler, and we had to drive her to a power tumbling gym that was 45 minutes away from where we lived. And this was when we lived in Barrie. So it didn't make any sense to drive her there 45 minutes, drive back home, and then go pick her up and then come back home again. That made absolutely no sense. So I joined a gym, and I don't remember what it was called. I feel like it was like something like Fit for Life or something like that. But there was one in Alliston and in Barrie. And because she was training 3 hours a week, I had nothing else to do also. So at the time, I was working out all of that time as well, because to be honest, I didn't want to sit in the gym for 3 hours and chat with the other mommies. I was always a little bit different and always have been. And I thought that that was a great use of my time to actually go work out rather than get caught up in gym gossip, because I didn't want to be that mom and I strive not to be. So at that point in time, I was really fit because I was working out.
I remember
like 8 hours a week while I was waiting her to finish her workout, which is fantastic. And this song from Taylor Swift was often being played in my headphones. This would have been around 2008 or 2009. And actually, it was when we were making our decision whether or not to move to Kingston.
Yeah,
so there's lots of memories attached to it for me. It's a great song and it does jazz me up. It also jazzes me up because I remember thinking about the words where he gets down on one knee and asks her to marry her. And I remember thinking, I pray for that for our daughter one day. And guess what? It's happened.
Yeah, that's so cool. I mean, I've listened to the song. I mean, our friend Tina loves Taylor Swift.
Yes,
right?
She does. So, that's why I'm not giving any facts, because she'll correct me on Friday night at Hardway.
Yeah, she will.
And I don't want to be corrected. The song means a lot to me for a lot of different reasons. It brings back some really positive memories and it reminds me of a really healthy time in my life. So I remember being really fit and being on the treadmill for an hour and doing some weights and spending lots of time thinking about whether or not we were going to move to Kingston. We haven't even shared this story yet, but we actually had the opportunity to move to Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah.
The year before we decided to move to Kingston, we didn't move to Atlanta, Georgia, obviously. There was lots of considerations in that decision, but we were happy we let that opportunity go and we decided to move to Kingston in 2010. So this song brings back all of those memories for me, if you'd like to play it.
Yeah, for sure. Let me throw this one on.
On a balcony in summer air. Same great show, brand new time slot. The Monday mixtape has moved to Monday morning, 7 a.m., so you can start your work day the right way with me, your host, Jesse Bell, as we are curating a playlist around a central theme each and every single week. Mondays are rough, but you can make them a lot better by tuning into the Monday Mixtape, Monday mornings, 7 a.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca.
All right, well, that was cool. I quite enjoyed that Taylor Swift. I was trying to say Taylor Swifty all mixed into one, but I quite enjoyed that. That's good. I don't listen to the song. Like, even when I'm playing stuff, I typically don't even, it just fades in the background, because when I'm playing out or DJing a wedding or a function or whatever, I'm playing the next song in my headphones,
right?
Listening to it. I'm just looking for drops or beats or whatever where I can mix in or just different stuff. So sitting back and listening to the song, actually, it's a pretty good song.
Well, I enjoyed it. I was flailing my arms and pretending I was on the treadmill and jamming out.
Along the lines of stupid facts, I do have a stupid fact, and I'm not sure if we discussed this or I shared this with everybody last week or not, but cassettes are making a comeback for whatever reason.
I think you did say something about that, and I don't remember why.
So it was Ariana Grande. She sold the most cassettes this year on tour.
Weird.
And last year it was Taylor Swift. So part of this Eras tour or whatever she's doing, I guess she's selling single cassettes at her shows, and she sold over 1 million cassettes. All which is crazy to think, like, all of this other money kind
of. So should we invest in the cassette player companies?
I know, it's just crazy. I'm not sure even people have, and I think we talked about this. Do people even have cassette players anymore?
I don't
think
so, but if we're getting ahead of the curve, maybe we should go find out who makes them and invest.
Well, I still have mine. I have my dual cassette players and stuff like that.
You have everything you've ever owned in our garage.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what happens when you're a hoarder, apparently.
a little bit.
Yeah. So on the lines of that, though, I just wanted to kind of say thanks to all the people that have been coming out to Hardway. So I know this is kind of, again, a little bit of a pivot, but we've had some really cool teams come and join us in the last little while that have been listening to the show and stuff. So just thanks to some of those teams. There's a funny group name, and they're called Emergency Book Club.
Yes, we do like those.
Yeah, those ladies are very funny. So if you guys are listening, I think it's, I only know two of their names, I got to be honest. One of them is Emily and the other one's Karen, and they did the head-to-head in the country music last week. I'm sure the rest have told me their names, and I'm sure they're very nice names and lovely names. I have way too much stuff in this fuzzy brain of mine. So, and you know, obviously we've got all the guys like Billy and Dave and Masters of Tuniverse.
We appreciate the support from everyone. We've been getting lots of great feedback about both the Friday night show as well as this radio show. So thank you to everyone.
Yeah, no.
What week is it? I think you wanted to mention that.
Oh, this week about what's coming up?
No, we're at week 9. That's
week 9 of this show. Yeah, it's crazy. I can't believe we're almost like into 3 months.
Right. It's crazy. They're letting us continue to do it.
Yeah, they're letting us do this, which is even crazier. So,
what's your next song?
So my second song today from my gym playlist is a New Order song. And I, as you know, I love New Order. The song's called Perfect Kiss. I love the song. And for me, it's mostly about the drops and, again, the beat and the music and stuff. It's a really good song to pump up. I was going to play the 8-minute version because, you know, New Order's got an 8-minute version of every song they do.
We don't need 8 minutes.
We're not playing an 8-minute version. I'm going to do the 7-inch version. It's basically 4.5 minutes of a fantastic song. But it's really good. I think you guys are really like this song. I do. I know you do, Sherry. But yeah, it's a really cool song for a New Order track, and it's great for any time. So enjoy this one, guys. Little New Order Perfect Kiss.
We go out.
right. Well, that was a pretty cool version, although it was pretty short. I did like it. And I'm still laughing because during the song, I actually looked over at Sherry and I was like, what are you doing? And she goes, I'm thinking. And I go, about what? And what'd you say?
What I'm about to say next.
And I started laughing and I'm like, oh, maybe I should do that. Maybe I should prepare.
What I said to him is, I know that's a strange concept to you because you don't typically think before you speak. And I was just thinking about what I wanted to say for my next song.
Yeah.
But you could visibly see that my wheels were turning. So we all have a different approach to how we speak and how we present. But I was thinking about the key points I wanted to make about the next song that we're about to introduce.
Well, yeah. And then, you know, in my head right now, I have, or what I've been thinking about just since before the show started, was exactly what you said to me. And then what Karen had said in a text to you last week when you were talking about the show was, you would ask Karen, what did he think of the show?
Our Karen son. Being our son, just yeah. in case we're all not
yeah,
clear.
Yeah, sorry. So our son, who is in Edmonton right now.
He's actually in the air right now.
Well, he's in the air now, but he was in Edmonton last week, and Finn and the guys from the band were here in the studio, and you had asked him what he thought of the show. And he said, show was great, except dad says, too much.
He did say that.
And I was like, okay. So the whole show today, I've been like in my head, don't say, don't say
every time you say
you're going to hit me with a pin or something.
I did say that. So I think I've shared previously that I am a member of Toastmasters, yeah. and I will plug Toastmasters every time I have that opportunity because it has certainly taught me to not say They very graciously count your ums and ahs and your filler words and give you a report at the end of the meeting. I said I would stick you with a safety pin every time you said because you respond much better to that.
Great. Okay. Well, I'm working on it.
So when he says ouch instead of yeah, you know, he was getting ready to say
All right.
Let's move on.
Yeah, for sure. We're halfway through the show. And again, Sherry, I'm still thinking we probably need a 2-hour show. I'm not sure they're going to give us one, but I would really like a 2-hour show.
We should ask the station if they like us first.
Yeah, we should. Or at least some of the critics. Some of the people say your show is quite good if you weren't on it. But no, I'm just kidding. Some people have actually said it's actually quite a funny and
we're having fun, and I think that's all that matters in life, honestly.
So anyway, tell me about your song, your next song here.
My next song that I picked is "The Kid Is Hot Tonight" by Loverboy, and no particular reason other than it is a good old fashioned jam out, and it reminds me of being young and some good happy times. When this song was popular, I was probably in grade 9. So I would have been listening to it on a Sony Walkman, which was high tech back in the day with a radio on it. So you had to tune it into the radio station, either AM or FM. And it had, of course, a cassette player in it. And I was listening to the Loverboy, "The Kid Is Hot Tonight" song, which is a great song.
Was yours fluorescent yellow, green, or just that silvery one?
Silver. I didn't have a fancy one.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
We've been through this. One of the things that I thought was really interesting, though, when I started to do some research about Loverboy is that they were a band formed in Alberta in 1979, and they were actually rejected by most of the American record labels at that time. And they took that rejection, though, and turned it into a redirection, which I thought I would share that ties very much into what we do in our life. There have been many things that have happened, honestly, to mostly me and the kids. Terry has a pretty good life and hasn't hit a whole lot of roadblocks or speed bumps other than going through our speed bumps with us. But anytime there has been a pitfall or a slowdown or sometimes a crash and burn, we have, you know, licked our own wounds and cried for a couple of days and then regrouped and then turned that rejection back into a redirection into some really amazing, successful stories. And I'm not in a place to share other people's stories like some of the ones that have happened to our kids. They will one day, but it is just a theme in our life. And I thought, good for Loverboy, because they kept going. They did get signed with the CBS Records Canada label. And then many years later in 1991, they got signed by the American labels, who I guess were sorry that they didn't sign them initially. But I was really proud of the fact that they kept going. And interesting that they are still playing to this day. So if you wanted to look up current Loverboy concerts, you could find them. And they are playing primarily out of Vancouver. So I wanted to play "The Kid Is Hot Tonight" because also when I'm on the treadmill and I'm working hard, I'm trying to look hot on whatever particular night I'm thinking of, which at this point is our 30th wedding anniversary.
Yeah, I mean, they had some other cool tunes too, right? They had Turn Me Loose.
Yeah.
And Working for the Weekend is probably the one I get requested a lot.
Okay.
But yeah, this The Kid Is Hot Tonight is obviously a real good show, shout out as well. So let's play that
one. Let's play that.
Are you representing yourself in family court? The Queen's Family Law Clinic helps people with low income who cannot afford lawyers. The clinic assists self-representing family court litigants by completing their documents, helping them negotiate the family court process, and referring them to other family justice resources. Services include applications and motions for things such as custody, access, and child support, and assistance completing a wide range of court forms. Visit the Queens Family Law Clinic online at queenslawclinics.ca or call them at 613-533-2102.
Well, that just happened. While the song was playing, the phone rings in the booth and
we both looked at it like, what do we do?
Yeah, do we pick this up?
Because we're still new at this.
So I'm used to playing live and playing out, so I'm not, you know, even live to air. So I would just be at a venue and
someone walks up to the DJ booth.
Yeah. Or we patch in from the station at the time and you would be playing that set live, but not like this. So we're literally looking at the phone and we're watching it ring and Cherry goes, pick it up. So I did. So anyway, there's a guy on the other end and I go, hey, how's it going? He goes, is this the booth? And I go, yeah, it is. And he goes, hey, it's Rich from Watertown. And I'm like, okay. And he goes, if you want to stop saying ums and ahs and you're going to be on the radio for a while, you got to get this book. It's called The Art of Conversation. And I'm like, okay. I was totally blown away. I was like,
well,
okay.
Also, it's a book, so you can put it into your 75 hard.
I can
read
it.
10 pages a day.
So Rich, you've actually helped me in two ways. You're going to help me with my ums and ahs, so I appreciate that. And you've also helped me with my dedicated reading. So big shout out to
that book.
I'm going to go buy that book. So I'm not going to get it from the library. Big shout out to Rich for doing that. I'll let you know how the book is actually next week. I'm going to go.
Ooh, now we're going to do book reviews.
Yeah. I'm not going to do a book review, but I'll let you know how it is, Rich. I'm assuming it's going to be great. It's just funny.
And thank you for listening.
Yeah. First of all, thank you for listening and calling in from Watertown. So it was quite a surprise. So he says he listens to a lot of the shows here on CFRC. So that's pretty cool. I just did it.
Now he's just going to stick himself with a pin.
I'm going to stick myself with a pin. So I'm going to talk, and I'm going to pivot a little bit from what I normally talk about. It's, and I probably use the word pivot too much today.
That's okay. Just keep going.
I'm not saying one of my favorite artists of New Terry that I like is a guy named called Ed Sheeran. Mm-hmm. And I love Ed Sheeran and I love all the stuff he does. He does a ton of collaborations with different artists. He does one with Stormzy, which we're going to play. He did one with Hoodie Allen, which was a huge hit for my son. And we went and saw him. We went to track him down. He was doing a music video in Toronto and I took a day off work, as you know, and, Kieran and I went looking around the industrial area of Toronto trying to find this music video because they were doing this really neat little music video. He's wearing a space suit or whatever, but it was shot in Toronto. And then Ed Sheeran performed live that night in Toronto and we bought tickets last minute because we were there anyway. It was a really cool little adventure that Kieran and I had, my son. When I say Kieran, obviously it's my son. But we went looking all around for him. We couldn't find him, but we did find tickets for the concert and it was pretty neat. So that takes me back to like 2014, 2016 with that kind of stuff. So I'm going to do a whole set, I think, or we'll do a whole set on Kieran's music because he has some really eclectic music.
He does
music.
Have some great eclectic. And we'll have him on the show.
Yeah, we can. We can definitely have him on the show. Maybe we can get him to phone in. So if we can figure out how that works so that we can get the person phoning in live on the air. I'm not sure if that's even a possibility for this station. We'll see for sure. So I've seen Ed Sheeran a few times. We've seen him a few times with our friends. We actually we went and rented a box one time in Buffalo with a bunch of friends and went to see him. It was so cool.
I was just going to share that story, actually, just a short one, but a really key memory we have is a whole bunch of us went to see him in New York, but we stopped in Niagara Falls first.
I know what you're going to say.
And what happened in Niagara Falls?
Our buddy Devin actually proposed to his now wife, Sydney, at the bottom of the zip line over the falls.
Right. The funny part of the story is, and I'll keep it really brief because we're always running out of time.
Yeah, we are.
That they were getting prepared to go down the zip line and you go tandem, so two seats together, and that she thought they were going down together and this was going to be a fun, cool little experiment. our experience. And then when they got ready to go, it was all organized and she didn't even know we were there at the bottom. And the person who was running it said, oh, I'm sorry, you can't go side by side because the seat is broken or somebody threw up on it or something like that. So Sydney was really mad because she wanted to go with her boyfriend at the time. And he said, oh, don't worry about it. Let me go ahead of you, which made her even madder. So she was frustrated, but he went ahead anyways. And then when she went in her single seat and she got to the bottom, he was down on one knee with a ring and all of their very good friends there to celebrate.
Yeah,
and then
cool.
We went to see Ed Sheeran.
Yeah. That was really cool.
That was a good memory.
Neat. Yeah, it was neat because we had set it up the day before.
Yeah, and now they're married.
Yeah, and now they're married and they bring us vegetables. So
they do bring us vegetables that they grow at home.
So the other cool thing about Ed Sheeran I like, and I'll play the song pretty quickly because, again, we're running out of time as usual. What I really like about Ed Sheeran is every time he releases a new album, it's actually an album. So he does a CD. He does his, obviously, digital, but he also releases vinyl.
Oh.
Right?
Yep.
So I've got all of his stuff on vinyl, unopened.
Yes.
So I know.
I'm pretty sure at the last concert I said, we don't need that.
And I went, sure we do.
And he bought it anyways.
So, but anyway, I love having vinyl. It's just, for me, you do. It's that
nostalgic.
Piece. Yeah, it is very nostalgic. But it's really cool that artists are actually repurposing and going and doing vinyl again. For me, that's a big thing. So guys, enjoy this. This is a cool collab. And again, he does a few versions of this with Stormzy. It's called Take Me Back to London. But this is probably my favorite version of it. Again, probably the shortest version of it. And we'll talk a little bit more about Ed Sheeran in a future episode because
we could do a whole episode on Ed Sheeran.
I sure could. But here, let me play this for you guys. And then, we can find out what you guys think about it after.
Jet plane headed up to the sky. Spread wings and the clouds getting high. We ain't here to rave in a while. So take me back to London.
Yo, I do deals but I never get twanged. Moves that ain't never been planned. No goons that were never in gangs. Where I'm from, chat shit get banged. Where I'm from, chat shit, let the 12 gauge drip. Yeah, sick how it fits in my hand. I don't mix with the glitz and the glam. All these stupid pricks on the gram. I don't do online beef or Nicky Gram beef. I'm way too G'd up to beef for gram. Need couple and AP to help me time keep my shooter ride. Deep in moves when I speak my shooter ride. Shooter guy, leave you wet like you scuba dive. We were younger then and now we're unified. South London boys, get you crucified, I'm gone.
It's that time, Big Mike and Teddy are on grime. I wanna try new things, they just want me to sing because nobody thinks I write rhymes. But now I'm back in the biz and my guy, give me a packet of crisps and my pine. I hit my friends up, go straight to the pub because I haven't been home in time. Yes, but that's my fault. Gross half a billy on the divide tour. Yes, I ain't kidding, what would I lie for? But now I'm back on the track with Big Michael. He said,
Teddy, never get off your high horse and never let him take your crown.
I've been away for a while, traveled a million miles, but I'm heading back to London town right now. Jet plane headed up to the sky.
To the sky.
Spread wings and the clouds getting high. We ain't here to rave in a while. So take me back to London. Face high, middle night, ceiling low. Sweat brow dripping down when in Rome. No town does it quite like my home. So take me back to London.
Yo. When I squeeze off this little pen on mine, done the remix, now I got Ed on grime.
And this ain't like any top 10 of mine, I arrived at Wembley ahead of time.
And that's stadiums, man are aliens, I drink Supermort and Vibranium, I got an RM11 titanium.
And I rock a 597 no daily, but I won't show, I won't flows, don't need tags ripping off my clothes.
Don't need bricks blowing up my phone, and Ted said,
that's just the way things go.
It's just the way things go, amazing flows, grime or rap, man, I gave them both. Took this sound that was made in bone, went global, man, now the case is closed.
2015 in the batting and pub, I told Stones 2 years. You'll be wrapping it up and you'll go through tears with the people you love. But when you get to the top, man, it's never enough. Cause you can win Brits,
it don't stop.
And you can do Glasgow,
headline slot.
But when you're miles away and you're feeling alone, gotta remember that there ain't no place like home. Jet plane headed up to the sky.
To the sky.
Spread wings and the clouds getting high.
Getting high.
We ain't here to rave in a while. So take me back to London. Face high, middle night, ceiling low. Sweat brow dripping down when in Rome.
When in Rome.
No town does it quite like my home.
Like my home.
So take me back to London. Woo.
Yes, that's a great song as well.
Okay, so I got to tell you.
We're giggling again.
We're giggling again, only because literally the song started and the phone rang. And the person on the other end doesn't say who they are. They just go, hey, am I the 10th caller? Do I win a car? And I'm like, what? Who is this? Anyway, it turns out it's my buddy Colin.
It's our friend Colin.
He's like, I had to look up the number to see if I could find a way in. So anyway, there is, and I just look up, and of course there is a...
It literally says above it, request line. We've never really paid that much attention to it, but now we know there is a phone-in number to this station.
So it's 613-533-CFRC.
Which is 2372.
Yeah, so, but you don't need to call in and request songs because we're not
going to... We only have 12 more minutes and we can talk that long.
And we're going to be playing songs that we've already requested. But if you want to call in during a song one time and tell us that you'd like to hear a certain band or something for the following week.
Or us cover a topic or elaborate on a story.
Yeah, we can do that too. So anyway, or you want to give me a topics for my show at Hardway. So if you want to give me trivia topics or themes, I can do that. That would be cool as long as they're good and I haven't done them. So that being said, let's talk about tomorrow night at Hardway. Okay. I'm literally just still laughing inside pretty hard, Colin. So that was funny. So the first round, so we're doing four rounds in Hardway, obviously, tomorrow night. That's where I'm going to be with you. Mm-hmm. And the first round's called Songs Whose Line Is Also the Name or the Title of the Song. So
the first line.
The first line.
Okay.
So songs whose first line is also the song title.
Like Oh Sherry?
Oh Sherry, yeah.
That's a good one.
All right. Yeah, it is. And then the second round is going to be Animals.
I don't have an example, but sure.
You'll see tomorrow night. And the third round is Summer's Over.
Oh.
Yeah, I know.
I would want summer to be
and
over.
And then the fourth round is called Wedding Bangers.
Oh, boy.
And the reason I'm doing that is I just did another fantastic wedding on the weekend, and you'll know.
Oh, it was great.
Yeah, so we were up in Tamworth, and we were at this place, Spindlewood Tree or something. I don't know.
Beautiful.
I can't remember.
Beautiful. Menu.
Yeah, and we did this wedding, and it was great. So Sarah, and I can say their first names. I'm just going to say their first names. Sarah and Malcolm, they got married there and it was great. And we had a great time. You did the introductions for me, which was even better because their introductions were long. And, you know, I don't like to do the whole
thing. It was funny.
Yeah. And they were great. And the speeches were even better. The speeches were hilarious. The best man speech was nonsense. I'll do that another time. We'll talk about that on a wedding show when we're doing just wedding stuff. So anyway, that's the songs for tomorrow night. The word for tomorrow night. So if you're looking to win the $25 gift certificates, I have two of them to give away at Hardway tomorrow night. They're from Go Italian, our favorite friends at Go. Mm-hmm. The word of the week, it's called Gym Rat. Being back in the gym.
That's a good one. Okay.
Yeah, gym rat's the word.
Whoever comes up to Terry or I at 7 o'clock or after and says gym rat, the first two get a $25 gift certificate for Go Italian.
Yeah. All right. What else are we doing?
Well, we're very excited. And as you can tell, we're a little bit giddy today, but we are actually at 5:01 p.m. today driving to Ottawa. Because our son, who has moved to Edmonton, is coming home for his first visit. So he's in the air right now as we speak.
Yeah.
And we are going to zip up to Ottawa and hopefully pick him up by 6:30. So hopefully we don't speed too much or get caught. Let's put it that way. So that's what we're doing this evening. And tomorrow night, like Terry mentioned, we will be at Hardway. And Saturday, we're going to Toronto for an engagement party for one of our daughter's best friends from her childhood. Sunday, we are going to try and go to Ribfest with a bunch of our friends in the afternoon and then show some houses and maybe do some groceries and clean the house and do what normal people do.
No.
And not just the nonsense that we do.
Yeah, no, we're not doing any of that. Well, I'm
doing
all the other
stuff. Not the
house
cleaning
and stuff at the end.
Nonsense.
But I am doing Ribfest. I'm excited about Ribfest.
Yes, Kingston Ribfest is also good.
Yeah.
We have lots of exciting upcoming plans that we're excited about in the next couple of weeks, and we're going to start to share them all. We have a few contests coming up that we're offering things for, and a couple of new launches supporting a new charity that we're getting really excited. We're not quite ready to announce, but we are getting into partnership with a new charity that is going to be our family mission, and the businesses that we own will support this charity as well. So we're pretty excited about that. I have a conference call with the person tomorrow to get us all hooked up and branded appropriately. So that's exciting. And we're going to just enjoy the last little bits of the summer. I guess my biggest challenge on the plate right now is I need to show a cottage with a boat And I don't have a boat to get them there because ours is too far away. So if anybody wants to donate a boat for a cottage showing, that would be fun. I'll pay for gas. That's my biggest challenge right now. Other than that, we're just pretty happy and giddy. We have a lot going on in both of our professional and personal lives, and everything is good. And we're very excited that our son is coming home. We have time for one more song and one more introduction. We were going to talk about now one of the songs that pumps me up as well for many, many reasons, not just on a fitness level, but I do love the Bare Naked Ladies because they're happy and energetic and they just represent happy memories. And we're going to play If I Had $1 Million because we have been playing that game since probably our first date. Definitely that first drive to Virginia Beach. We talked about if we had $1 million and we play all the time, what would we do if we had silly money? And the things we would do or fix up around our house or sell it and move and all those sorts of things. My immediate answer always is I would buy a house down south because my life goal is to be a snowbird. So I would like to buy a house down south, and we would also love to live on a lake here, maybe Loughborough. And then when I was thinking about this, I am manifesting everything, but I also realized that $1 million is not going to buy me any of those things anymore. Because just the house on Loughborough alone is going to cost us over $1 million. And then we're going to be out of money and we're going to have to buy hot dogs like they talk about in the song.
Yeah. You went to school with them.
I did, actually. They went to my high school. They were in the gifted program and I was not. So I wasn't particularly good friends with them. But one of my friends dated one of them.
That's interesting.
Yeah, she did.
That's funny.
Yeah, there's lots of funny little things. But we do love that song. What would you do if we had $1 million? And don't say buy shoes.
Well, no, because I get
you have a lot of shoes.
I actually showed Colin what I would buy. It's a 1979 Porsche 911 Targa with a whale tail. And
is that the whole $1 million?
No. That's just the first car that I'm going to buy as soon as I win $1 million. Is that? I was looking at one this morning on bringatrailer.com.
Okay.
But yeah, no.
It wasn't a crazy
amount of money. I think it was like 50,000 US. It was really nice. It was candy apple red.
You will get your Porsche 911 because a funny story is when we first got together, one of the things Terry was wishing for, trying to manifest, was jet skis. Yeah. And initially we could not afford jet skis. So I one time gave him a card with some cutout jet skis in it from a magazine.
Pictures of the jet skis.
And we put it on the bedroom mirror and we said, one day we'll own jet skis. We did.
Yeah. I mean, I've got little toy Porsches. I actually brought one on my trip, taking Karen out there, and took photos of it along the trip and then sent them to everybody. Yeah.
That's right.
I'm sure
we will order one day. We will own your whale tail 911 that you've been hoping for.
Yeah.
Not today. And maybe if we win $1 million, we will do that. But for that, Terry's going to play that song to play us out, and everyone have a good, safe weekend. And thank you for listening along and calling in. This was super fun today.
It was funny. And hopefully I'll see you at Ribfest. If you see me and I'm not covered in rib sauce, come and say hi.
If I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
buy you furniture for your house,
maybe a nice Chesterfield or an ottoman.
And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you a K car,
a nice Reliant automobile.
And if I had $1 million, I'd buy your
go up there and hang out.
Like open the fridge and stuff, and there already be foods laid out for us with little pre-wrapped sausages and things. They have pre-wrapped sausages, but they don't have pre-wrapped bacon.
Well, can you blame them?
Yeah.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a fur coat.
But not a real fur coat, that's cruel.
And if I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you an exotic pet.
Yep, like a llama or an emu.
And if I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you John Merrick's remains.
Ooh, all them crazy elephant bones.
And if I had $1 million, I'd buy your love.
Of course we would. We just eat more.
And buy really expensive ketchups with it.
That's right. All the fanciest Dijon ketchup.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a green dress.
But not a real green dress. That's cruel.
And if I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you some art.
A Picasso or a Garfunkel.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a monkey.
Haven't you always wanted a monkey?
If I had $1 million, I'd buy your